if I'm looking a little bit tired this morning, friends, it's because I stayed up till 4 a.m. to watch the feckless cringe lord Alan Partridge loser Matt Goodwin lose to a bunch of dancing hippies. Turns out that calling your base a basket of deplorables wasn't a very good strategy after all. I think Gorton and Denton was actually quite an easy seat to win. Now, that may seem counterintuitive until you look at the demographic breakdown of the seat. Let me just show you this clip from Sky News here.
This is how Gorton and Denton split down by ethnic minority. And you can see in one part, there is a large South Asian community in the sort of Gorton heart, whereas the Denton part is almost overwhelmingly white. And I think most Reform people would say that they were trying to mine voters in this part of the constituency. But here, I think this has largely been a battle between Labour and the Greens.
Now, that white area of Denton isn't just white. It is working class. It is a blue-collar area, as Americans might say, which means it would be a perfect staging ground for Reform to try to harvest votes. Now, if you were going after a white working class area in an area like that, which has clearly got quite a stark ethnic breakdown, what would you not do? Well, one of the things I wouldn't do is call my base a basket of deplorables. Let's just remind ourselves what it was that Matt Goodwin said just a couple of days ago. What did he say? He said, it's an entire ecosystem filled with the wrong kinds of people who own the wrong kind of ideas. The people who are criticizing Reform from the right are an assortment of amateurs, egomaniacs, Zoomers with very little political experience, and inexperienced ideologues who don't have any grip on political reality. Well, let's talk about political reality, shall we, Matt? Because the reality was you spent your campaign palling about with people like this and saying that you were going to campaign on behalf of everyone. Let's just have a look.
At this election, who's saying, I'm going to speak for everybody in Gorton and Denton. I'm going to speak for the whole community, not just one community, but the whole community. And I think that in itself reflects one of the ironies that's run through this campaign.
And now, today, feckless loser Matt Goodwin, clueless, terminally M25, terminally Westminster bubble Matt Goodwin, okay? Now, today, you're complaining about sectarianism. You're complaining about the demographic reality in the seat that you just lost because you called your voters racist. You called your voters a basket of deplorables and failed to turn out the white working class voters in Denton. That is what happened because only 47% of people voted in this seat. And so that means a lot of people, despite the realities in Gorton and Denton and the challenges facing the people who live in Denton, didn't turn out for you. They sat on their hands. Up and down my timeline, patriots are making comments like this. Here's patriot Daniel Bostock. He says, I would have voted Reform if they didn't alienate me as an Englishman. If any of you clueless, terminally Westminster Reform spads are watching this, if any of you specky Tory boys are watching this, remember that phrase. I would have voted Reform if they didn't alienate me as an Englishman. Because if you play these games of calling the white working class racist, as Matt Goodwin has done, okay, and pandering to the Gorton side of the Gorton and Denton aisle, you're gonna lose 10 times out of 10 to well, you're going to see this result every single time. Of course, I mean, it's not surprising to me.
Party is where the party's at. And look at it. Vote Hannah Spencer! Vote Hannah Spencer! Vote Hannah Spencer!
That's what you lost to. You lost to that. This was an easy-to-win seat. Why do I say it was easy to win? Because the left vote was actually split between Labour and Green. So the vote was split on that side, and you had a perfect test case to try to turn out the white working class areas. Why didn't they turn out for Matt Goodwin? Well, I wonder.
They're in torrential rain in Burnage. Aha! Just to show you what makes it worthwhile. Hey!
Jurassic Park.
Britain first.
Not Israel?
What?
Not Israel? The media's just...
Kiss my face.
Don't let Mad Zap hypnotise you into voting green. They want to legalise all drugs, crack cocaine and heroin. They want open border chaos. Keir Starmer looks like a robot. Doesn't understand the British people. Vote reform. Put Gorton and Denton first. A vote for Goodwin is a vote for Gorton and Denton. Vote reform. Get Starmer out. It's time to sack Keir Starmer.
Back of the net.
It's amazing to think that the people of Denton didn't turn out for this electoral dynamite, for this amazing new way of campaigning that Matt Goodwin pioneered here. Now, I'm afraid that Reform UK are probably going to take the wrong lesson from this. This morning, they're complaining about sectarianism. This morning, they're saying, oh, my God, oh, how could this have happened? Okay, this morning, they're complaining about fraud. Release the Kraken. Let's get Sidney Powell on the phone. It's not, by the way, there were only 32 cases, so that's a cope, because Goodwin lost by a greater margin than that 32, those 32 cases, for that to be a factor in this loss. So that is an absolute cope. He lost the election, and I cannot stress this enough. That's why I'm making this video. I wasn't planning on making this today. I cannot stress enough. He lost the election because he failed to connect with the white working class voter in Denton who decided to sit on their hands. Maybe, okay, those white working class voters in Denton are quote unquote terminally online. Maybe they watch Sargon of Akkad. Maybe they watch me. Maybe they watch Paz. Maybe they watch Jeff Taylor. Maybe, who knows who they watch? I can guarantee you they watch some of them because, you know, having known white working class people, yeah, guess what? They've got phones and they're on YouTube as well. They know the shot. They know what the score is. Actually, the people who are terminally online are people like Matt Goodwin, who have got an unrealistic expectation. Let's just have a look at the sorts of things Matt Goodwin was saying in the run-up to his stunning defeat.
Very fatalistic to say a country has had demographic shifts, therefore that country cannot be in control of its own destiny. I don't personally believe that.
I'm very confused. I don't know why aren't Conservatives winning London then? Why aren't Conservatives winning Tower Hamlets? Why aren't Conservatives winning California? Why is it that it's in the most ghettoized areas, the places that have been most affected by mass immigration? There's no point advancing a conservative-minded, host-oriented populist politics at all. It's just not going to win. I don't discount that we can make inroads, and I'm not in favour of rebuffing minorities. I think that's both wrong and counterproductive. But I think it's reckless in the extreme to gamble that once a demographic revolution has happened in a country, it is going to remain the same country and that the same kinds of politics are going to...
Right. Harrison Pitt, spitting facts at Goodwin. He didn't listen to that. He campaigned like this. How many people from Gorton or from that side of the ethnic divide voted for Goodwin? 8%. So all of that effort for 8%. And instead, people on the other side didn't turn out. You cannot look at the result and say, oh, it's sectarianism. The result is you didn't turn out. The non-voter. You didn't turn out the people who've checked out from the system, who think it's rigged against them, who are anti-establishment. The challenge for an anti-establishment party, a party that is going to stand up for the quote-unquote rights, is to get out those people who don't usually vote. Or people like Daniel Bostock, who think that the political class is arrayed against them. You didn't do that, Matt Goodwin. What you did is you sounded like any other M25 wanker. That's what you sounded like. And that's how you came across in your campaign. You sounded like just like any other wanker from the BBC. And that's why you lost. And I'd love to see all of the other patriots make a video this week. I'd like to see Paz and Carl and every other person hammer this point home, that reform lost here because Matt Goodwin gave a basket of deplorable speech, okay? Thought he could appeal to everybody, okay? Thought he could campaign on, like, anti-racism or some bullshit. And, of course, he loses to the dancing hippies puppeteered by whatever his name is, Mohammed or Abdul or whatever else. Okay, that'll do. Just a quick one today, but I really think it's important that you take home this message. Bye, everyone. Have a good weekend. Buy a course. Pick up the Trivium. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.